And welcome back again. You're listening to 1480 AM KPHX Breakthrough Entertainment live here in Phoenix on a fairly cool day, not that hot. Joseph is singing, Trish is dancing.
He's not enhancing it.
And Eric is commenting on the performance of Joseph dancing and Trisha as well. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J., Eric Reiner, Trisha still dancing. And this is a great song from the 1930s.
Well, not quite that old.
It's the Watusi.
Yes, the Watusi.
It's as old as you, Dave.
Watusi.
Land of a Thousand Dancers by Wilson Pickett from The Great Outdoors. Of course, we're getting outdoors today in honor of Labor Day and a walk in the woods.
You are correct. Oh, and guess what? I promised a friend of mine,
yes,
who owns a Bikram yoga on 75th Avenue and Bell. Great place, by the way. That's hot yoga. He's also partnered up with a Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Trisha, you're going to love this. A grand opening September 14th. When is that? That's just coming up, right, around the corner.
That's in, yeah.
Well, just you didn't know today was September 5th.
So. Nine days from today.
9 days. And a big shout-out for them, 7381 West Bell Road. That's 7381 West Bell Road. Of course, that's Peoria, Arizona. Go there. I think they're going to have a lot of nice things at their grand opening. I believe the mayor of Peoria and Glendale and so on will be there. And
rocks.
They actually asked us to do a remote broadcast, but I think we're here in studio that day. So go out there, try a hand and stone massage. Sticks and stones can break your bones, but a hand and stone will soothe you. Hey, wow. I just made that up.
You should sell that to
me. I just made that up right this second. No one take credit for that. What did I say, by the way?
You'll have to replay it.
Yeah, you'll hear the playback.
And this isn't my joke. Hot yoga, Dave?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I like my yogurt cold.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm bumped. Yeah, one of our watchers. Thank you very much for feeding me the jokes.
Well, by the way,
although Dave had an opportunity.
Yeah, I've got writers.
Yeah,
now.
Dave did have an opportunity to do hot yoga while we were in Hawaii, though, because just walking down the street, it was like you were in a hot yoga
room. It was 95% humidity. Joe Wilson said I pulled a muscle listening to that song.
I know, and the thing is, Eric cut it off so abruptly that I got like whiplash.
You did, and that was a great movie, by the way.
It was unintentional.
One of my favorite movies of the year, Whiplash.
Yeah, that was,
that was a good movie.
That was a very, very well done
movie. Man, the talent, acting was just tremendous.
And since we've got so many viewers, let us know if you have any thoughts about any movies, if you have any like little tweet-sized reviews. You know, what movie are you guys interested in, or what have you seen lately that's really impressed you? Or maybe you saw something that you just absolutely hate and you want everyone to know that you absolutely hate it. We'll share your thoughts
Have viewers on this camera as well.
Yeah, also on...
We've got dual viewers.
Camera 2.
Yeah, camera 2.
But where is
camera
that,
1 is at Breakthrough Entertainment. Camera 2 is at Eric Reinert 1.
Oh, don't you want to combine them, though?
But I titled it Breakthrough Entertainment Camera 2.
I got you.
Here,
very cool.
Let me try some. Eric, you're not logged into ours.
Here, we're going to try to tune in now.
Yeah.
I don't think you can tune in and be.
No, we could probably, if you were in our feed, I could cameo you in now because you updated your software.
We tried that before and it didn't work.
Did you update your software now? Did you update the app? Did you update the app?
No, I haven't done.
Oh, well, then it wouldn't work.
It won't work?
I mean, usually the apps update themselves. They're automatically updated.
My meerkat just keeps shaking the antenna.
I don't know.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah. There's the meerkat again.
Good thing I like meerkats.
L-L-E-V-O-C, Yevok. Yevok, is that how you pronounce
Yevok?
That? At Yevok says, Fantastic Four, absolute garbage. I didn't pretty much agree. I pretty much agree. I did not care for that movie at all. I love the original Fantastic Four, not the, you know, what I mean, the ones from...
The one with Jessica Alba?
Yeah, Jessica Alba and Ashley, it was one of our...
Michael Chiklis.
Chris Evans, who we'll be talking about shortly.
He doesn't have a girlfriend?
Chiklis.
Yeah, he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Wait a minute, are you talking about Joseph again?
No, huh? Chiklis. That used to be a gum, too.
Chiklets.
Where? I'm looking for the camera. Where is it on?
At Eric Reinert 1.
Well, it's listed. If you go to meerkatstreams.com, it just says Eric Reinert, Breakthrough Entertainment Camera 2.
There you go.
Oh, wow. So it's somewhere down here, huh? What's it looking at?
We might try with Blab.
It's looking at me.
Oh, you.
It's looking at how I run everything here. I was explaining to the viewers how
everything works. That's very cool. I'd like to learn that.
And all right, well, he says the studios love dumping underperformers in August and January. Yes, yes, they do. And the original Fantastic Four was great. I completely agree. And Rise of the Silver Surfer. Wow.
Oh, hello, Hillary. Server? You said server. Hey, there we are.
So, oh,
look,
see,
we're waving.
We're right on. See, everyone who's
no,
who's
do it
just
slow like a parade. Yeah.
Hi. Everyone, let's. Meta there.
Meta.
See, there's Eric looking at Eric's cam looking at the in-studio cam here, and vice versa. That's meta or something, right?
I think when you like have both cameras facing each other, it, like it disrupts the time-space continuum.
I think so. Oh, there's a black hole, and now I've turned into a rock thing like the thing.
You are a rock. You are a... That's a Simon and Garfunkel song.
Boys and their toys.
And Yvonne says, you guys rock. Thank you very much. Tell everyone. And you know what? That's everyone who is just listening to us on KPHX 1480 AM. First of all, thank you very much. But you're really missing out by not watching us as well.
Of course, because Joseph is so hot and interesting.
There you are.
Thank you.
You guys are so funny.
Well, I don't think he's hot, he's interesting.
Last weekend
hot
we got
rocks,
to,
is that what we're going to call him?
Hot rocks.
Oh,
last
hot
weekend
mess.
We got to see Greg eat a sandwich, and this weekend
oh,
we
I was just about to eat
black
one.
Hole.
So exciting.
We should have
watched you eat your pepper.
Yeah. Hey, I see you there.
I already
Eric.
Ate my peppers.
But you're lopsided. you're not the right way.
I like the widescreen better.
Yeah, but you got to turn your head like you're on.
Yeah,
your
but
head.
If you're watching on your phone, you can or your iPad, you can just turn the device.
Oh, not the computer.
Right. Well, that's yeah.
Yes, Dave. I recommend you put the computer on its side.
Yeah.
Yes, put the
oh,
computer
that's
on
cool.
its side.
Then
Dave.
I can't watch Joseph.
Here, and in case
there
anyone who's just now joining us, there's Dave Isaac.
Where?
Right there.
And then we're gonna spin
hello,
around.
Hello, ladies.
You don't know
oh.
where you are?
Yeah, I am.
And there's
hi.
Trisha.
I mean,
hi, Trisha.
Yeah,
hi,
we need to put these cameras together.
Well, we're working.
I know
on.
It'd there's, be nice.
We could do Blab. We were
Stringwire does two multi cameras.
Yeah, Stringwire
is that a good one too? Should we do that?
That one
and that broadcasts the way I'm doing it too. Stringwire is 16:9.
Oh,
there's different things, you know. And yeah, and Yavak, thank you very much. He's going to run some errands, so thank you very much for tuning in. Check us out next week. Follow us.
Oh, there's Trisha.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Take your phone with you, Yavak. You can watch us wherever
yay.
You go.
I'll be tuning in again. She said that's a song.
I think.
Be tuning.
Yeah. He's actually into motorsports and stuff. Yeah.
How do you know? You because did a Google on him?
No. Hmm. I read it. It says.
Well, if you
motor racing, classic cars, photography, internet marketing. Doxies,
you know, if Greg was here, he'd say motorboat. That's what he would say.
Raspberry. Oh, careful, oh, Dave. Wow, let's see what Dave
he's
just did.
He's got Dia de los Muertos picture of a skeleton of a skull.
What is that?
Day of the Dead.
Yes. Oh. Careful, Dave. Dave's last time Dave did
I'm
this,
back.
Everything got unplugged and the whole show went off.
It was but, unplugged. Breakthrough Entertainment unplugged.
Yes, but we are having a blast here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
We're having a blast.
Yes. And,
yes.
And hopefully we will let's talk a little
get
bit.
Get back on track.
Yeah, let's get back a little back on
you
track.
You had to do the film and I'm picking up a pen. I don't believe it. What is this, candid camera? What is this? Don't
see, once again, if you are not watching us on Meerkat, then you're really missing out. But we might try Blab or one of these other services sometime and see if we can get
Blab. All right.
More cameras.
Back
but,
to Compton.
Yes, back to straight out of Compton. Dave, I know that you saw it and you wanted to talk about
we
it. I saw it as well.
Okay, yes.
Wow,
so all three
cool.
of us have seen Straight Out of Compton.
If anyone's seen Straight Out of Compton and they want to chime in, give us a call, 602-252-1480. Again, 602-252-1480. Or again, you can join us on Meerkat and send us your comments on there, and we'll have a nice discussion here.
Or 602-252-1480.
Because we're on KPHX 1480.
Right, there we go. Anyway, should I go first?
Yes.
Well, I didn't hear much about this particular movie. Greg said, wow, it might be a really good movie. And so I didn't really know exactly what it was going to be about. I have heard of Dr. Dre and Ice Cube and so on, and that's about it. But I have a newfound appreciation for rap music. I had no idea that basically it's an art and it's a reflection of their reality. And they exactly said that in the movie. And maybe they were misunderstood by many people. Some of the comments were awesome. Why do I have to be the bigger man? Because it's better than being the dead man. You know, it's really interesting, and it's a true reflection on certain things that are happening today in our culture. And this is back in the 80s. So it was interesting that nothing seems to have changed all that much. I mean, you hear about all these things going on, this is not a commentary on, you know, one group or another, you know, the police officers versus any other group. But there are some injustices going on. There's no question about that on both, you know, in many areas. Sadly, innocent people are being, well, killed. That's certainly not good. And certainly police officers are being killed, and that's not good. So, but it is a reflection, this movie, of what's happening to African American, you know, men and women in this culture. And it's very eye opening. It shows the reality that the rap music started. There's some significant intense scenes throughout this movie. I give it probably the best movie of the year so far. I really enjoyed it because it had truth to it, the culture, the personal experiences of these young rappers, and how they live their lives and what they go through. And it's not an easy situation. So I very much enjoyed it. And I thought the acting was fantastic. I think Ice Cube's son did a great job, actually. Mm-hmm. And that was how I saw this. And it was just intense scenes after intense scenes. And I remember the riots in L.A. I lived there during the time. And Rodney King, it brings back historical memories. Again, injustice and unfortunate things. And not sure things have improved all that much from my perspective. So, big thumbs up.
Sounds like a breakthrough.
I'm thinking about that. I think it is because of the significance of how many lives it touches every day. And, right, we saw that woman on the news where, you know, they talk about Black Lives Matter. And obviously that's true. And every life matters. But this one, you know, she was talking about the crime, and the little girl that got shot. And mm-hmm. it's just not, you know, police officers, but it's, you know, certain gang members and stuff. And this happens every day in many communities. And it's not a great way to live, if you think about it. That's why I think this is so significant.
And I think I really enjoyed the movie as well. I mean, I've always had a lot of respect for Dr. Dre and for Ice Cube. It was very interesting to see the story through their eyes and through this film. And I think it will open a lot of people's eyes to what rap music, how it started and what its roots are. That and I remember where they were talking about, you know, that some people say, oh, it glamorizes a particular lifestyle. And I think it speaks to a lot of truth that's out there. I think things have gotten somewhat better. Maybe I'm just a Pollyanna. When they have a song like F the Police, the reason behind that song, it's not all police. It's the ones that are abusing their power. It's the ones that are, you know, it's not the police in general. And I think that's where a lot of people go wrong in these days, where they're, you know, just taking somebody out because of the fact that they're wearing a uniform. That saddens me tremendously. But I think that this is a very powerful movie. And I know there's a lot of other people that are extremely talented as well. So don't get this wrong when I just call out Dr. Dre and Ice Cube. But it shows how incredibly talented these two young men were and are. And I'm sorry, I have to give a shout out to Dr. Dre's mom. I loved the portrayal of her in this movie, her strength as a single mother saying, hey, yeah, I have worked hard to give you the life that you need to have to be able to make something of yourself. And, you know, I everybody told me I was too young when I had you. And, you know, it's like she kind of passed the torch to him and said, hey, I've worked my butt off to give you a better life, and I don't want you to just squander it away. And I thought that was an extremely powerful moment in the movie as well. So, you know, strong moms are behind a lot of these guys, and I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. And, yeah, so... So what do you give it?
Oh, huge thumbs up.
Is it a breakthrough, you think?
You know, I haven't done a breakthrough yet.
No, I don't think you have.
So, but I would say, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. I would love to hear, you know, is it really, really true to life? I think it is.
Oh, I'm sure
I think it is. And you know, they kind of glossed over, you know, Beats by Dre being the you know, when he sold it to Sony and everything. I just... These guys have really turned their lives around, and I think that's so impressive, and that needs to be the takeaway.
Well, they were constructive. They took their talent.
I think that needs to be the takeaway, exactly.
Yeah, and they did something in a... I mean, we can't even imagine, right, unless you live there, how difficult that would be. I mean, the movie reflects that, how difficult it is from a, you know, from all perspectives, and they were committed. They stuck to what they believed in. They made it in the music. They're incredibly talented. And you got to appreciate that because of the circumstances. It's so hard in those environments
to be able to move out of it. They were taking advantage twice or three times, actually.
Yeah.
And they turned their back and said, fine, everything I've done is yours?
That's right.
Fine.
Dr.
I'm going to start
Dre, over
Dr.
Think,
Dre.
Did
well,
that.
Both of them did, but Dr.
Yeah.
Dre especially.
Well, yeah, Ice Cube too. You're
yeah,
right.
But Dr. Dre especially had a lot invested.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, when he was told everything that you've done to this point is mine.
Right.
And he said, "Fine. Let it be. If that's what it takes to cut my ties with with a gangster type background, that's what I'm going to do."
And again, they were speaking their reality.
And he's done that. And that's what's incredible. And look at how incredibly successful he's become.
Oh, no doubt.
Even with that, you can't even imagine how much success he's had.
So I'm, you know, it's the reality, and everyone has their reality, but that is a difficult situation beyond words, I think. And I don't think it's changed based on what I've seen over, you know, this year, especially some of the injustice, you know, in many areas. But big thumbs up. Great breakthrough. I'm giving it a breakthrough. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
And I'm going to keep my comments relatively short because we do have our next guest coming up at 11:20.
Sorry.
No, no, it's fine.
We went on and on.
No, it's fine. I do want to start by saying that Joe Wilson TV, at Joe Wilson TV on Meerkat, says to look up Stetsasonic. It's a rap group formed in 1979. He says rap started in the 70s.
Oh,
so
wow.
Stetsasonic.
Cool. All right.
Thank you very much, Joe. Yeah. And I will go ahead.
Yeah, rap. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rapper's Delight was back in the 70s, too. I'm just talking about what they, I guess, what they used to term gangster rap.
Are we going to break before the next guest?
Yes, we will, but I'm going to just basically say I'm giving the movie a thumbs down.
Okay.
I could not stand it. I'm sorry.
Wow.
The beginning of it was compelling. I was interested and intrigued with the maybe first half hour of the movie. Thought it went way downhill from there. The music annoyed me throughout. I'm sorry, I do not care for rap music. It just prevented me from getting into the movie at all.
Wow, way to shoot Dave and Trisha's
No, it's okay. You know
everyone,
what?
It's an opposing view.
Exactly. And all I'm going to say is, it's funny because I've never liked rap music, and now I love it because I have the appreciation.
Well, there you go.
What it's all talking about. So, but opposing view.
And I grew up in Oakland, and I liked rap music.
And I just feel like it was like an application for sainthood. Eventually, this movie, and it just was like your typical biopic. Although, I mean, it's like try watching the Johnny Cash movie, Walk the Line, right?
Oh, I love that movie.
If you absolutely can't stand his music, it might be a little difficult to get through.
Oh, I gotcha. You know? And I happen to like the music.
Yeah.
That was actually, it's a good point because that made it even more enjoyable.
You know,
I understand.
I've been given music documentaries before that I could not, you know, stand because I don't like the music. But again, so thumbs down on my side for Straight Outta Compton, but two thumbs up, Dave and Trisha. Thank you very much.
And breakthroughs.
Yeah, breakthroughs, sorry. Mm-hmm. And coming up after the break, we've got some really special guests, some awesome, awesome special guests. We love these people. Liz Manischel and Christine Weatherup.
Bread and butter.
Bread and butter. We cannot wait to hear their updates, so stick with us during the break. This is The Faces.
Oh, this is the best song you've picked all morning.
Singing Ooh La La from Without a Paddle, starring Dax Shepard, Seth Green.
And Shaggy.
Yes.
Shaggy.
Shaggy.
What's his name?
Matthew Lillard.
Yes, Shaggy.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.